We begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The morning came early for Daniel Eliyahu. His father had been on duty all night, and it was time for the 17-year-old son to go out into the field and take the place of his father. Ever since he was old enough to take responsibility, Daniel had been training to follow in his father's footsteps. It was the Jewish way. Daniel's father was a shepherd, so Daniel accepted without question the fact that his life occupation would be herding sheep. So on this morning, as many other mornings, Daniel headed out to the fields. Today, Daniel was happy to be going out into the fields. The village was too crowded for his taste. For the past few days, it had been bursting at the seams with strangers from all over. They had come to be registered for a census that had been ordered by the emperor. And since this village was the ancestral home of King David, David's descendants came to this city for the census. As Daniel headed out on the distant rolling hills, he could see the flock of his family, and out there with them were his father, Eliyahu, and his uncle, two of his cousins, and his brother. As Eliyahu handed Daniel the shepherd's staff, his father said, "Some Levites are coming from Jerusalem to purchase some lambs. Make sure you give them the best of the flock, lambs without blemish, as Moses says, because these will be offered to Jehovah." "Yes, father," Daniel replied. He knew that it was quite an honor to have your lambs used in the temple offerings. The day went by smoothly. Once in a while, a sheep would wander from the flock. It had to be brought back by one of the shepherds. This particular day, there didn't appear to be any wild animals prowling around. Perhaps they were nervous about all the people that were on the roads and had shrunk back to some remote place. The sale of the lambs went well, the Levites were pleased, and Daniel's family received good payment. Eventually, the sun was setting, darkness crept over the hills. Since it was such a silent night, they decided to leave the sheep out in the pasture land. It was easier for them, and the sheep were more contented not to be moved around. However, they had to be watched. The evening hours went into night as Daniel stood watch along with his relatives. A few lights flickered in nearby Bethlehem, and off in the distant hills there was a faint glow where the city of Jerusalem was found, and Daniel was thinking about his lambs in that city, when suddenly bright light flooded the hillside. Never had Daniel been so frightened. And there in the midst of the light was a man dressed in white, shining garments. "Don't be afraid," he said, "for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. For today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born for you. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You'll find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Daniel stood there with his mouth hanging open, his heart pounding, and scarcely able to breathe. While he was struggling to process all of this in his mind, The hill suddenly erupted with the sound of thousands of voices. Glory to God in the highest, and upon earth, peace. Among men, goodwill. The skies were filled with angels, glorifying God and announcing peace and goodwill for mankind. Who had ever experienced such a thing? And just as quickly as they came, the angels vanished. After a moment of staring, dumbstruck into the skies, the dark skies now, Daniel took a deep breath. The shepherds looked at each other, faces filled with shock and amazement. It took a few minutes for everything to sink in. Then they knew the day had come. The day that had been prophesied for centuries. He is here. The Messiah has come. Let's go over to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us. Without a thought for the sheep, after all the angels would take care of them, Daniel and the others hitched up their robes and raced down the hillside toward Bethlehem. Daniel was in the lead. He was younger, well rested. There was a light glowing in the stable as they came to Daniel came to an abrupt halt at the entrance. The others almost piling into him. Panting for air, they peered into the stable. Over in one corner, there were a man and a woman. In front of them, a manger. Slowly, filled with wonder, they approached. There, in the manger, was a newborn baby, wrapped snugly in strips of cloth. The words echoed in Daniel's mind as he looked. Good news, great joy, Christ the Lord, a Savior for me. And for some reason, the lowliness of the surroundings and of the people did not affect him. This is the Anointed One. This is my Savior. After a few moments, the shepherds told Mary and Joseph what had happened. Later, leaving the stable, they hurried through the streets, stopping this person and that person, telling them about the wonders that had taken place that night. Finally, they returned to their work with hearts and mouths filled with thanks and praise. And now, 2,000 years later, the words are repeated over and over again to the students, the faculty, the staff of ILC. A Savior has been born for you. You are at peace with God and He with you. And His will for you is only good. Your sins are forgiven. Heaven is yours. So now with our hearts filled with wonder, with praise and thanksgiving, let us open our mouths to sing the praises of God. Hymn 85. We'll sing verse 6 and then the last three stanzas, 13, 14, and 15.
Thank you. been in the bulletin a couple of times. It would be really helpful tonight if you're driving to